Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Talent Acquisition Manager with Vermeer Corporation, Whitney Wilkinson, joins us on today's program to talk about how low unemployment is impacting hiring practices at Vermeer.
Well, we're here at Vermeer today to talk about a unique problem, so to speak, for many manufacturers and employers throughout the state of Iowa, and that is near record low employment throughout the state. And here at Vermeer, you've seen that impact already in a variety of ways, but we'll just kind of start with that overarching theme. When we talk about unemployment, you know, from a hiring perspective, what does that mean to a company when the unemployment rate is low?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, we are experiencing record lows in unemployment. I mean, in December alone in Iowa, the unemployment was 2.8. December of last year was 3.5. So, you know, it's been hovering between 2 and 4% for years. The interesting point to make as well is that in the state of Iowa, almost 12,000 manufacturing jobs were added in 2017. So we have big goals as a company, and we have strong initiatives that we really believe in. And when unemployment is so low and talent is so scarce, it's difficult. It's difficult to reach those goals. And it's, you know, we need that talent. We need that talent to help us get there. So yeah, it certainly poses some challenges.
And, you know, when you look at those challenges and how it's impacted Vermeer directly, recently you had a hiring fair that was actually last fall. That's when we last had an opportunity to talk to you. And you were able to have great success in bringing people in the door. But that still didn't solve the issues that you have, where you have many openings here at the company. So what are those challenges that are unique to Vermeer or a manufacturer of this size, especially in this area where the workforce is very low unemployment? Marion County has a lower rate than the state of Iowa.
We did have a great fair. We had several 100 attendees for that fair, and we were able to extend offers to just under 100 of them that day. So we continued to extend offers even, you know, after the fair. But you're right, we do continue to grow, and we still have open positions there. So from a manufacturing perspective, you know, some of the challenges that we see are just bottlenecks in certain areas, or, you know, not being able to focus on research and development as much because we're focused more on, you know, how are we going to get the product out the door? And, you know, so it certainly creates some issues in many different areas, but it certainly does pose a challenge.
You mentioned the job openings that are still open. You were telling me right before we opened up the microphone, what is open at Vermeer, let's say today, and what kinds of jobs could people get if they have the qualifications, if they walked in the door for an interview?
Yeah, I think the great thing about Vermeer and what makes us very unique is that we're willing to train, and we're willing to, you know, if you have strengths in math, or if you like to work with your hands, or, you know, you like to work in an environment where we demonstrate a caring culture and we offer you, you know, opportunities for advancement, we encourage you to come. You know, we have lots of opportunities in welding, just as an example. You know, that's one of the areas where, you know, some of those skills come into play. And we have a robust training program. So if you've never welded, you know, we welcome you to come take our evaluation, just give it a try, and you'll go through a 3-week training program, and then, you know, you can be out on the floor welding. Some other opportunities that we have are in the rest of production. So I think we kind of talked last time when we were preparing for the hiring event that it was the entire value stream. So we still have those needs. We have assembly needs and material handling and paint, welding, machining on all shifts. So first, second, third shift. But we also have needs on the office side. So, you know, when you consider data analytics and you consider robotics and kind of, you know, getting into that next, you know, the future of manufacturing, we definitely still need those skill sets as well.
Well, and it's been no secret that the Pella community has been trying to help with that. The city council has been trying to incentivize housing development throughout the community to bring more families here. And one other connection that has a very special meeting coming up here for Vermeer is a program that has to do with apprenticeship. And that's one way to get new people in, is to connect with our area schools, not just Pella. Why is that such an important thing to get people that are in that 16 to 18 year old range that may not be college bound with a skill that they could have with a very well paying job? And why is this apprenticeship program so key in your mind as someone in HR here at Vermeer to kind of develop and foster towards the future?
I'm so glad you mentioned the apprenticeship program. And actually, I would argue that even before the 16 to 18 year age range, it's so important to just educate our students and our community that manufacturing is a great opportunity. And so, you know, there are studies that say by the age of 12, you've already determined what kind of career path you'd like to take or what strengths you have in what areas. And so if we can get, you know, to those students even earlier than that and show them that there are opportunities in manufacturing, that's really what we're trying to do, is build our talent pipeline so that they're thinking in the future of manufacturing rather than in just what's available today. So as they do that, and we're able to educate students and parents and, you know, even educators in our local community, we're able to show them that apprenticeship programs are a new way of, you know, transitioning into the workforce. This particular program that we're so excited about, we'll be partnering with the Career Academy, and there will be certification that they will have by the time they complete that program and by the time they even graduate from high school, that they will be able to not only earn a wage while they're still in school, but they'll be able to transition right into the workforce right from high school with a certification in hand.
Once again, that was Vermeer Corporation Talent Acquisition Manager Whitney Wilkinson. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.